Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I don't even know where to start, but it is time for our big announcement that we were not even allowed to tease. The Stagecoach lineup is out for 2026.
All right, here we go. Your big headliners for the big weekend in Indio. Starting on Friday night, Cody Johnson.
A little Kojo. I like that. Saturday night, Lainey Wilson and her bell bottoms will be taking the stage.
And this might be the biggest surprise, but the one I am most excited for wrapping up the festival Sunday night will be Post Malone.
I love that. Okay, I'll be honest. I was just looking at this, and as I'm reading the names, I was like, oh my gosh, oh my gosh, oh my gosh. So let's run down some highlights from each day. Friday, Kojo headlining, Bailey Zimmerman, Red Clay Strays, Ella Langley, Counting Crows. Oof. Nate Smith is going to be out there.
Moving on to Saturday, you've got, ladies, Riley Green.
Yes.
Journey.
What?
Don't Stop Believin'. Little Big Town. Bush, who you were very excited for.
I had the biggest crush on Gavin Rossdale.
And how about looking at Sunday now?
Wait, hold on. Saturday, you skipped over Teddy Swims.
Sorry.
That's another good one. I'm excited for him.
Teddy Swims also. Oh, and Billy Bob Thornton, the actor?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. He sings?
Yeah. Sunday, Post Malone will be closing things down, but before him is Brooks and Dunn. Ooh. And Hootie and the Blowfish.
Whoa, on the same day.
On the same day with Third Eye Blind.
No way. Okay, now here's what I was really waiting for, okay? Late night in the Palomino. This is when all the big acts are done and you move over back to the Palomino stage.
The big party.
Get a little wild. Cave Friday night is going to be Diplo. Saturday night is going to be Mr. Worldwide. Pitbull!
Oh, how many bald caps are we going to see out at Stagecoach?
And Kel, I thought I was going to be leaving early on Sunday.
No,
turns out I am not. Give me that hotel room for one more night because, ladies and gentlemen, wrapping up literally the entire festival, Ludacris!
I am pumped. I am so pumped for Stagecoach 2026. All right, we're going to dive a little bit deeper into this coming up in about 10 minutes. But we do want to let you know, Stagecoach tickets, your chance to start winning them happens on Monday here on KFrog. Is it April yet? We just got to announce the Stagecoach lineup for 2026. Your headliners, Cody Johnson, Lainey Wilson, and Post Malone. And those names alone is like, oh, cool. But when you start digging into the full lineup, this might be the best lineup of Stagecoach ever.
I mean, you got names like Brooks and Dunn, Hootie and the Blowfish, Journey, Riley Green, Ella Langley, Pitbull, and Ludacris.
This lineup is ludicrous. Okay, looking at it, you had a chance to kind of dissect it because I feel like every time I looked at it, I'm like, oh, look here. Oh, look at this. What are your top three moments/predictions that you think are going to happen at Stagecoach 2026?
All right, here's what I'm predicting. Prediction number one, Sunday night when Post Malone takes the stage, I think he's going to have more special guests than we've ever seen. And I think one of the bigger ones will be Dolly Parton and Sabrina Carpenter.
That's funny. I wrote that same
exact
thing down too.
It makes sense with Sabrina being at Coachella. Mm-hmm. And then Post and Dolly have a song.
Right.
And there's a tie with Dolly and Sabrina. So, okay, glad we're on the same page there. Number two, I think that Journey is going to draw the largest crowd in Palomino history.
You think they'll headline Palomino?
I do.
Then?
I do. Okay. I think they'll be there Saturday night, and I think that is going to be one where you better get there 2 hours early to be able to have a decent spot to see them, because I think that is going to be flooded with people.
Journey was my number one on my list of I can't believe this moment is going to happen. Here's what I'm scared of. I'm scared that Journey hopefully lives up to the hype that I have in my head of Journey, Wheel in the Sky, Don't Stop Believing. Like, all that I'm so pumped for, and I hope they deliver.
And I think they will, because I had the same thoughts with Creed last year. Mm-hmm. I was pumped. They were the one I had to go see. And I'll tell you, they didn't sound like I thought they would, but it was still an incredible moment to take in.
Right.
It was still good. Number three, I think Ludacris, when he plays the Palomino late night stage,
right,
will bring out not only Lil Jon, who was there last year, but also Usher. Oh. And they perform Yeah.
Oh, that would be a moment. Could you imagine? That would be like the end of end for Stagecoach.
I mean, that's the thing.
As you're walking out, that's what you remember.
Ludacris is literally wrapping up the entire festival. It's the last person to take the stage. And what better way to wrap it up than with all three of them?
Number two on my list of things that I'm really excited to see, Bush. I had a huge crush on Gavin Rossdale growing up. I bought all their CDs. My prediction with that is that we will not see Gwen and Blake at Stagecoach this year.
I think you're going to hit that one.
Yeah.
Yeah, nailed it.
Tickets going on sale next Thursday. Your chance to win them happens Monday on KFrog.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.